Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode on the High Level Experience podcast. Our guests today are at the forefront of revolutionizing the way businesses approach marketing automation and customer engagement. One, a mastermind behind a platform that simplifies the lead and sales communication process for hundreds of businesses, ensuring that every touchpoint is an opportunity for growth. The other, a visionary who has harnessed the power of AI to create the most innovative form builder in the galaxy. Making advanced technology accessible to entrepreneurs and startups alike, both are driven by passion for empowering small businesses and entrepreneurs with the tools and processes needed for success in today's digital landscape. Please welcome to the show, Sean Greenway and Javi Velasquez.
Hey, there it is.
Yo, yo.
What's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Thanks for having us on here today.
For sure, man.
Awesome. Yeah, we haven't talked a lot about FormWise, dude. So how's FormWise going?
It's growing and that was an awesome introduction, it's turned into something that we definitely did not have a clue that it would turn into when we first started it. We first thought it was just gonna be a high level plugin. Now it's right. Being used by all sorts of companies. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So for those of you guys listening, just, you know, we should probably do a little bit of an intro of what FormWise is, right? Javi, you want to take it away?
Yeah.
Javi, let me start with, though, let me back up to the high level part real quick, if it's okay. So we started back in November 2019, found High Level, and, you know, can kind of fast forward through that time. But it really took us about a year before we realized what we had with High Level. Once we woke up one day and realized, okay, we can sell these sub accounts. We turned that into a white label at Lead Dragon in the community. And then the rest is history, as they say. Within that first year, we went from 90% agency to 90% SaaS. Then that first year, and just like with Andrew and you guys, you know, we're kind of the OG group in the community. So
the high level
now, fast forward, here we are. This past year, just over a year ago, you know, when ChatGPT rolled out, Javier came to me with an idea about putting creating some AI tools that we could share in the community. So we had several hundred clients in the community just for a tool that we had started about just over a year ago. And then that morphed into now what is FormWise that we've had for right at a year now. So kind of take it from there, Javi, kind of give them that story of let's start in FormWise. So our high level days, and we still are in high level, it led us to where we are now with FormWise.
And that's a good intro. I mean, so basically when ChatGPT came out, you know, everybody was just like, you know, going crazy over ChatGPT. And the first thing a high level agency wants to do is like, how do I iframe this into the sub account? So we had already built something internally for our sub accounts to just have like a clone of ChatGPT and a bunch of canned tools. And agency owners saw that. And then we started basically, literally, I'm not even gonna lie to you, a literal link. I would give everybody a link and basically rent that link for $40 a month. And, you know, people could share that link if they wanted, but we had a ton of people sign up, and that was like our MVP for like an idea I had. I'm like, well, what if I just built something, and of course I say built, but we do have a CTO named Justin. He's on the call, but we built like the MVP for a platform. I had an idea of like, why don't we make it easy for people to build these badass AI toolkits for their niche or for their coaching clients or even for their agency to do fulfillment and stuff. So that's what sparked FormWise. So I recruited our current CTO, our co-founder, Justin, and I gave him the idea. I built like a MVP on Canva on what it would look like. And luckily, he's a great CTO because he built it into like a proof of concept in 24 hours. And then with because I had so many people ask us from that link I was sharing, how do I customize this? How do I remove these real estate tools? How do I add my own tools?
Isn't it nice to have like a great CTO, like a great engineer on your team? I've been blessed with Sergio, so I know how you guys must feel with Justin. So
I mean I've heard horror stories of like hiring teams of developers, and you know, I'm sure there's great developers out there that just hire for like contract. But like, if CTO that's on your team has skin in the game, they're going to care about making the platform and the features that you roll out. I mean, because anybody can roll out the features, but you want the features to be able to be scalable, make the platform faster, and have foresight for new features in the future. And
they're singing for their supper, man. They're, you know what I mean? They're working for that growth, you know, like there's this guy there's this guy. I know. Do you guys know George Copeland? He's in the high level. Yeah. He's in the high level in this like whole ecosystem. He started his own SaaS. Mm-hmm. He got funding from this guy he knows, and he hired an engineering contracting company in Ukraine. And he loves them, but like the process of hiring, it was like, oh, just give us $200,000 and then we'll get you here. And then you give us another $400,000. And it's like, and then they don't get there. Like, oh, $200,000. Yeah, it's like building a house. Like, we found a bunch of issues or we ran into. You always get that, right? And it's so when you have somebody that's there with you, like fighting in the trenches, it just goes so much better. Well, most of the time it goes better, right?
I mean, especially with the development of tech, right? That's such an important element, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got the kind of complete circle too, because there's three of us. It's me, Javi, and Justin. Right. So, and we all have our different, you know, strengths, right? And what I'm missing, you know, Javier's got, vice versa, all the way around. So when you can have three, like even in our high level side, me and Javi, like that 1-2 punch has killed it for us over the past years. So same thing, we took that same formula into Formize. Now that we picked up Justin, there's three of us. Wow, man, it's incredible how far we've come just this past year.
Now, it's kind of like a sport, isn't it? Like if you think about the teams, like me and Sergio, we complement each other. You and Javi complement each other, and then Justin comes in, and you have this like like triangle. You have the tripod, you know, and it's like that team. It's like building a good football team or a good, you know what I'm saying? You guys just all work together and
Actually, that is something I'm a little bit jealous of because I'm a one man band here. So I'm the edge case, but it is, I envy you guys because that's obviously a great superpower to have that team and have, you know, division, divide and conquer type of a teamwork.
It's really, bro. You got me. What are you talking about?
You guys know the saying, which I really love, is like, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go with a team. So that's what we're doing. We're wanting to go as far as we can.
Now let's talk about Formwise. I mean, that's super exciting. Mean, to me, it's very exciting because I didn't know about you guys at all until I came to Dallas and then I checked out your product. And I mean, there's so many products on the market already with AI stuff, mostly chatbots. Mm-hmm. What is really cool about what you've guys done is you've basically, I mean, what's the best way to say it? You've created a tool that allows businesses to create, especially agencies, super awesome for agencies.
Yeah.
To create these forms that you program, instead of having to learn like the prompts, you program the prompt into the form. I'm kind of explaining it for you guys listening as well. And then, you know, and then you end up with a really easy interface for your end client. So end client doesn't have to think about anything. They just fill the form. It's really like, it's kind of like for dummies, right? And what is really cool is that you can not only use it internally for your business to scale from content marketing to whatever, but I think lead magnets, right?
Oh yeah, lead magnets is huge. Coaching tools are huge because it's and you explained it pretty well. So it's basically prompt injection, and you know, not to throw shade on any AI tools out there, except chatbots, because we're not a chatbot company. Because there's lots of good chatbot solutions in the GHO ecosystem right now, but almost every generative AI thing out there, like Copymatic, you know, Copy.ai, things like that, Jasper, they're using prompt injection. That technology, it's just like their interfaces. You fill out the form, their form or their UI, where you enter your info, and then they inject those fields, those inputs into the prompt on the back end. And then they run it through the prompt or whatever engine they use, and then they bring back the result. Very simple. So we make it easy for agencies to just build tools, just like your own Jasper.ai for your content marketing flow, right? So if you need to input the YouTube title for a tool and then the description, and then you need that to turn into a real script, a description for the YouTube video, another YouTube video idea, a blog about it. Like they fill out the form one time and then you can prompt chain everything and it does everything in one click. So it's one execution. I like to call it, and I kind of stole this from a user. He says, you guys are operationalizing ChatGPT, basically.
Right.
So not to replace ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT every single day. But for our VAs, they fill out one form, and I don't have to tell them to go chat back and forth with ChatGPT. Just fill out this form, create the entire workflow for you, plug it into the workflow, send it to the client for review, publish it. Boom.
Do you guys? And you guys are basically like optimizing training and or like optimizing, like you said, organizational operations, but like SOPs become so much easier, right? You don't have to like teach people step by step. You go do this and you get this outcome, and then you focus on the outcome side, right? Like how you're applying all that, but that like initial work in the middle, it eliminates like 10 videos of explaining how to like create something, right? And a VA coming in, like they need that simplicity, right? They're not all gonna, right?
Yeah, especially if the tool, like, for example, I have a workflow tool. And again, this is an internal use case. I would say about 70% of the use cases are actually client-facing, which we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But for this use case, like building an internal tool, the tool itself can already be brand-specific. So I have like a toolkit for brand A, brand B, brand C. The workflow tool already knows everything about the client. It knows their brand voice. It knows what they do. It knows what custom fields and custom values to spit back out from the sub account into the copy. So it's already like, you know, I don't have to worry about the VA accidentally, you know, forgetting this custom value or this custom field or using generic AI copy voice, you know, like the ChatGPT copy that everybody's very familiar with. It's already pre-prompted, prompt chain. And we can even webhook those into the workflow and have those automatically update those custom values because we have that option as well.
The custom values, custom fields. So do you have them injected already like on the back end in the prompts, or do you also have them as placeholders in the form?
Yes. So they're not placeholders on the form, placeholders in the prompt. So in the prompt instruction, I'll basically tell it, use this custom variable for first name, and then I'll give it the custom field for the first name. Use this custom use this variable for the email signature, and then I'll input the custom value for the email signature. So that way, when the end user or the VA, whoever's using it, because we even have some end user sub account clients that we built them their little toolkit that they're not going to find anywhere else on the internet, because, you know, unless you go hire a developer team to build them their own AI tool about their company.
Right.
They already have something here that they can use to build workflows, build landing pages, build lead magnets if they're a coach, because we do have some coaches that use or white label version of GHL. So it's like, you know, it's super sticky in that regard as well. Cause again, these tools fit like a glove, right? And the reason we know these tools work is because we had a clone of ChatGPT. We had one with streaming and everything. And then we had the canned tools where they just enter their info and it spits something out. And people use the canned tools more than the actual conversational AI. And it's, you know, and it's not hard to see why, you know, business owners don't know what they don't know.
They want simplicity. They want, that's the road to adoption, right? It's like a path. Yep. We talked about this last week. We haven't released that episode yet, but it's like, how quick can you get somebody to first value? Right. And it's funny. Cause like, so you guys are getting into this, like how long has Formwise been up? Like a year now, right? Or a little less?
Yeah.
Like a year?
Yeah, a little bit. About April was when he got out of beta.
Yeah, April was April. Okay. Kind of the launch. Yep.
So, like, it's funny because, like, I always connect. Like, I mean, we've known, you know, we know each other and stuff outside, like, for high level. But I always connect with, like, SaaS founders because I made that transition from, like, general marketing and just small business to SaaS. And, dude, the amount of shit I learned, like, first value. Like, when I was thinking of a customer, when I was doing ads and websites and stuff, there was no concept of first value. It was like, am I producing results on your ads? Am I building a website that looks nice? Like, what am I doing for you? Pay me for what I'm doing. But now it's like first value. It's like, get them in, get them something that they can use right away. They adopt the product, they upgrade, activation. Yeah, all that stuff, right? And it's so important. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I'm actually in Formwise now and I'm checking out some of those pre-built tools. And it's just, that's where we're trying to go with ChatGPT too, like pre-built stuff. So it's just get in, click, do, like boom, 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 you're done.
Yeah.
And it makes it so easy. I'm like, it's incredibly impressed, guys, because we talked about Formwise and I just, you know, because I'm so damn busy and I use ChatGPT, I just don't build a lot of stuff like this. I just haven't been in here a lot. I know Sergio took, you know, was in here with Justin and you guys were talking and stuff. But when we were getting you on here, Vit told me, he's like, hey, can we access Formize? And I think I reached out to you guys. I was like, do we have a Formize account? And dude, I'm going to use the shit out of this. Like, I'm incredibly impressed. I fucking love it. And I love that you guys got Chat HQ widget in the car. That makes me happy.
The pre-built tools is so important because we lost some clients last year because we weren't going down that road yet. So like on the sales side of things, because I love the sales side, is that if we have enough pre-built tools in there, which we do, like there is no excuse for someone to join Formwise today and pick two or three tools they could literally use, maybe even go embed it on their website as a magnet, so to speak, so they keep traffic coming back to the, and you'll never turn back. In the beginning, I think that's where we didn't do the right things, which was we weren't trying to teach people how to start using it right away. Because you know how people are. They want to get in there and they want everything perfect and make the perfect tool. The next thing you know, it's 3 weeks away. They're like, shit, I'm not using it. And then they just want to bounce. But if they get in there day one, they sign up, go pick two or three tools, put it in a tool set, either embed it on a site, go gate it somewhere in a, you know, community or your courses or whatever, and you can start monetizing day one. That easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just clicked like 50 of the pre-tools and they're all populating in my account right now. They're just like,
perfect.
I couldn't help myself, dude.
What I'm in, yeah, and I have permission. Go ahead.
I was gonna say what I'm super excited is use case for me, because I built snapshots that I use for my own agency, for my own SaaS. What I do, I've got these modular snapshots, so it's different modules. But each module, when it gets installed, I need, you know, I call them like required resources pre set up, right? So things that I need from my client. Right. And you know, I gather those and I used to manually populate them in the custom values. And then I found out these other guys, JGL plugins, and I now use them because they've got this form fill that pulls the value, what you pull, you know, what you fill up through their thingy into the custom values a lot quicker. But what I'm excited with what you guys have is, and I don't know if that has that capability, but if it does, that would be amazing having that as a thing that populates, you know, gets the client to generate the content that I need to fill in, like put it in the funnel pages and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have that so that when they fill it up, it actually populates custom values? And if so, can it also do it dynamically to whatever specific sub account it's being filled for?
Mm-hmm. I actually just answered that question in a support ticket this morning. So at the moment where Formize is, we do have a version of that coming soon called Global Values in Formize, where you match it up to the sub account's custom values. Before I jump into like the future of Formize, your specific use case, you would build one form for that client, okay, for that sub account. It is easy to duplicate it if you want to duplicate it for multiple sub accounts. What you would do is you would then go into that sub account, make sure you have a workflow with the inbound webhook trigger action, copy that webhook URL, put it in the form. And depending on what type of content that form is producing, if it's going to be producing all the copy for your snapshot or the things you need, let's just say it's a real estate client, you need a bio, it's going to create their bio. You need a, you know, welcome email, it's going to create the welcome email. When you send that data to that webhook in that workflow inside of that sub account, when that workflow catches that webhook, you have the option to update custom value of that sub account. So yes, technically you can. But it's per sub account right now. You would have to technically manually create that tool per sub account. It's great for example, if you're using custom values in like a perennial evergreen email newsletter workflow where it sends a new one every single month, for example, where you have a form where they fill it out about the theme of the email, generates the email, automatically updates that custom value, and they don't have to update the workflow at all. It just automatically updates. It's fresh. Every single week or every single month or however.
What about like styling of, so right now, like I use HT, like I style the text, the copy, right? Some bold text and, you know, things like hyperlink text, things like that. And I use the actual HTML code that I baked into the custom value. So that is then used in an email to actually render the text as it's styled. What about that?
That's an interesting I know because these are all OpenAI API calls we do whenever we generate the actual output. For that use case, I know OpenAI can generate HTML. I know high level, and I had to actually get high level to fix this. Whenever you send data into the webhook, they used to send it unformatted, which is really annoying because you would have a beautiful output, then they would unformat it. Now they fixed that. So it should technically work in theory. It shouldn't break your HTML. It should just send it to the webhook in Markdown to then update that. Because the custom values itself, when you paste something in there, they're not formatted. But they should still keep their formatting whenever they appear dynamically wherever they need to be. In your case, the email design, right? So that's something we could put to the test. If it's happening all within the workflow, you should be good because it shouldn't break the formatting.
Hey, Sean. So I got a question for you, man. So as a high level agency, like starting as a high level agency, and you're a lot like me, like I'm kind of getting into the, you know, I'm like CEO and product guy, and you're sales, marketing, all that stuff. And that's kind of where I started. What do you really like see transitioning to like pure SaaS and then targeting the high level community, right? Because that's where we're at, right? With ChatHQ. So our target market is the high level community, and then outside of it, like agencies and SaaS companies and stuff like that. But like what kind of like impression have you gotten from the community? How is it different like working with them, like selling to them and working with them as customers, as opposed to like going to just small businesses or something like that as an agency doing marketing services? I'm just curious your perspective, because that's a life I went through, or like a transition I went through as well.
Yeah, we like both sides of it, right? Because we, you know, in the background, we've got a marketing agency and we've got our high level agency and we got FormWise. So we, you know, we're three different things here. So we like that mixture because they all kind of help each other. Now, as far as the SaaS, going back to the community, what we've done, and you know, Javier's talked about this even months ago, is like, we don't just specifically, target high level, because, you know, just like anything, you want to have a little diversification when it comes to all this,
right?
What's the word, agnostic or whatever,
platform agnostic.
Platform agnostic. And you guys do that too. Because we don't want to get stuck into one area, because what we realize is that even though high level is a great pool and 60,000 plus agencies, but there's also just as many, if not probably five times more, of those outside of high level. And what Javier has seen, especially in the past few months, he came to me a couple months ago and said, he said, I can't believe how many online coaches are coming to FormWise. Awesome. Let's keep going, right? So we're always going to have the high level part for the FormWise, because if anybody's watching this and listening to this, you're crazy if you don't get FormWise today and be able to take some of those tools, iframe them or whatever you do, into your high level account. Even as added value, those people are never going to leave you. Or if you want to do like some people do, add it in there and then have an upcharge of like $50 extra a month to be able to have AI tools. So that's high level. So it's simple in one sense for our high level people. And then outside of this, a whole nother world. You got online coaches, course creators, people that know about high level, but they ain't come over and drank the Kool-Aid yet. So there's probably more people over on the other side, so to speak. So for us, just like ChatHQ, all you guys, is that talking to the high level people is easy. It's simple. Just stay in the community, talk to people, meet people. You can do that. The challenge right now is making sure that you spend a lot of time outside of the community, because you're going to be able to help the people outside of the community. And just because you're helping them too, they're eventually, you know, a lot of them are going to drink the Kool-Aid anyway and come into the community. And then you make that bond even tighter. Like, I honestly think that a year from now, that me and Javier especially, and even Justin FormWise, will flow out of everybody's mouth in the high level community, because they're like, if you ain't got FormWise, you ain't even playing in the right game.
Yeah, man.
I really love that.
I'll also add one thing there, is building those strategic partnerships. I mean, you guys give a lot of community equity, because I see what you guys do. You guys are always giving free stuff and you guys are always posting in the community. So you're building your personal brand too, just like people know Sean. You know, so I think that has helped us a ton with community trust, because we've seen people come into the community trying to sell something, and they get like a fierce sort of very skeptical, like cynical, skeptical reaction from the community. They basically get eaten alive and then they're gone. So I feel like the high level community is a great sandbox for launching products, but you can't just go in there and just straight sell. You have to, you have to help people. You have to, you know, give a free snapshot every now and then or something like that.
Right. You can't buy your way into the high level community. Other communities, you might can do that, but money is not.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to cut you off. I saw this quote the other day. It's not a quote. It's OPT, other people's traffic, is greater than other people's money at this point. You can't necessarily buy your way into things anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to earn your way, like we're doing today. You got to earn your way, and like what Javier said, you got to earn your way into the, you know, you can't just be an OG with high level if you didn't, you know, if you start 3 months ago. You're not an OG, right?
You know, I'm gonna agree with you, but I'm also gonna challenge that just because James Hurst's little top 50. I saw you guys on there. I didn't see me and Sergio on there. And I think it's because James Hurst has called me a used car salesman before. I don't know. Maybe I just rubbed them the wrong way. Like, I met him at high level the first one, and he's a nice dude. Like, you know, I don't have nothing against him.
But yeah.
What I told him is in his post, he's like, we got tagged by Rebecca Kalaus. She's like, oh, we should add Sergio and Andrew in there from Chet HQ. And I'm like, you don't have to add me in there. I've been using high level for 5.5 years, like literally since they switched from law offices to marketing agencies. I don't care. I mean, I don't consider myself like, you know, I've been using it for a long time, but I don't consider myself like that kind of person. But Sergio, I mean, that guy's been the developer. Like, him and Tom Bristol were like the OG developers in every dev console call, every like conversation. And Sergio is like helping people in the community build things right now. He's like on the top list of the marketplace developers to go contact. And he's not even in that picture. And I'm like, I don't know where he got that whole like top 50 thing. It's obviously like a personal thing.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of awesome people in there. But the one thing is, I saw some people in there that have only been in high level for a few months, and that pissed me off. I was like, 70% of these people are amazing people. I don't even know all of them, but they've been here forever. They talk about high level. They help people. They do all these things. Like, who's that person? I don't even know who that person is. Yeah. Why are they in this picture? Right. So I just, I was trying to advocate for my boy because he's, an OG.
Yeah. I agree with you. And James, we don't really know him. I mean, we know him because the events, you know, we show up.
Yeah, same.
So, and of course, that was his personal thing too. Content-wise, bro, a freaking move for do that.
We're talking about it. So it was a good piece of content.
That's true.
I've got one for you. I'll challenge you, Andrew. Something you two can do. I think this would be good. That was the top 50 of who's who, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. You got different sectors, you know, you got celebrity ones and you got whatever, and just normal dudes like me and Javier. I challenge you, Andrew, you guys should do your own whatever top 10 of like people that are high levelers, but then they've created something because of it, like Chat HQ, Formwise.
I like that.
Apex.
Yeah.
So you better do it before this airs. Go ahead and start it.
Yeah, but that's we got about a month, 3 weeks or so.
I'm telling you, it will kill it. I was sitting last night looking at who's. I'm like, why am I geeking out over this? This is really cool. It's like, that was a great idea because, you know, high level necessarily won't do because it wouldn't mean the same as somebody outside looking in, like James, which glad for it. But I want you to start the top 10 or top 20. Of the who's who of like their high levelers, and it doesn't matter if they started, you know, 4 months ago or 5 years ago,
you know,
but they did something.
Sean,
they did
the
something.
The high level family tree.
Hey, that sounds
so here. So, wait. So,
yeah.
I got this picture. You guys can't see this picture behind my camera here, and I've had this for God, 25 years. My parents probably had it for longer. It's the family tree of British rock. So rock and roll, right? And so in the trunk, it's like Beatles and Stones are the biggest ones. And you got like Muddy Waters, and you got Elvis, you got all these. And then up in here, it's like you got The Who, and you got Clapton, you got like Pink Floyd. But there's like hundreds, right? So I'm thinking a family tree, like The Roots, that's high level. And then everyone kind of branching out. But, it, you know, you got to have your thing, like form-wise, right. Chet HQ, you know, Upex, things like that.
Comments, whatever ones you guys, you know, choose and vet or whatever.
Well, you know what it sounds like, Andrew? It sounds like a new segment.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
Another segment, just fit them in there.
I think what would be cool is if somebody just came up with like a once a month or once a quarter high level add-on council where all Tom, you know, Chad, Hugh, Upex, we all just hop in ideas for helping go high level users, not necessarily let's trade audiences, but maybe collaborations. Hey, let's jump on a webinar with Upex, jump on a webinar with Chad, Hugh, you know, like things like that. I think that would be really cool.
You know what we tried? It wasn't like that exactly. It was like, I think White Label Suite and Extendly were kind of the ones that like bred it or like created this thought child. But it was like them trying to figure out how everyone can collaborate to help the community in like a, whether it's an offer or free stuff or whatever, and still put a few bucks in our pocket at the same time. The one thing I learned is that there were a lot of, nobody was angry at all. No, everyone loved each other, but there was a lot of conflicting opinions. Like, how do we do this? Sure. And then there's like 20 people like, oh, I think we should do it this way. So I love that idea. And I think like how we created this podcast, we're just like, hey, Joe Rogan's doing it the right way. He's got fucking 5-hour episodes with, you know, the 5-6-hour episode with Post Malone or something, right? He's just sitting here talking, having a conversation. I would love to do that like once a month with all of us, like in the family tree, like branching out of high level.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Right.
Like collaborate in some special way, episode. I like that. Yeah. Cause I mean, already this is actually the first time, that we have four of us. Like we had, me and, this is the first time we have four people.
Yeah.
And it's even more fun. Like I can imagine like having us 10 of us and just having a banter.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I call it, because I started pulling around the podcast stuff, I call it a jam session. This is just a jam session, right?
Dude, like you have no idea how I love the guitar in the background, Sean, and I literally call every meeting me and Sergio have. It's like, hey, bro, you want to circle up and jam? Like, let's jam, dude.
Yeah. It's just a jam session because, for one, anybody that's kind of like, nervous jitters that are not used to doing video stuff like this, it just kind of calms them down a little bit. So like anybody I've ever invited to, they're like, oh, I've never done this before. It's like, don't worry. It's just a jam session. We're just going to talk. We're just going to hang out. We're going to have fun. Right. And that's all it is. Cause if people, the more they listen, the more they're going to tell you and the more they're going to be able to do all that. But I'm serious about the tree thing. Yeah, definitely. I think you guys, and it'll be y'all's like do the tree, like figure out how many people have started other stuff like Chat HQ, Formos, all that. But maybe it's the top 10 or the top 20. That way you could probably cover a lot of them. And you do that, y'all will get the attention.
Sure.
Yeah. For sure. Because and that's James the thing. James already started it. So y'all make it better.
The weird thing is it was weird because I didn't really care. It was more like, I really think he left us out of there for personal reasons. Like, I think he just doesn't like me. And that's what hurt most. I don't even care if I'm on it. It was more like I tried to advocate for Sergio. I think he just shut me down. I was like, dude, like, don't be like that. Like, you know, Sergio's an OG. He deserves to be up there.
Absolutely.
So, I think this is a good segue. So, guys, we have this segment called The Beef, right? And you already have a beef there, Andrew, with James.
Yeah.
So, guys, let me roll the clip.
Welcome to The Beef, where frustration sparks solutions. We're digging into high-level's challenges that bug us while shining a light on your brilliant ideas, needing more upvotes on the ideas board.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The Beef is basically a segment that we just started like 3 weeks ago, and it's about what frustrates us, you know, things that we found of high-level whilst we love high-level as a platform, but it's so fast developing that there's little kinks, right? I'm sure you've experienced this as well. And this segment is basically giving highlight to some of those frustrations or like feature recommendations that don't get enough light, because the nature of the community, the rules of the community is you can't actually push your idea on the community. They take it down, right? So we're like, well, let's just do our own thing, and we have the power. This is our own media, and let's just focus on the thing that frustrates us and give it, you know. And in the show notes, I do include a link to the ideas boards we can upload. Question to you both is, what is frustrating you most at the moment with High Level?
I'll talk first on that, and then he can probably go a little bit more technical. I think, you know, especially this past year, they got to a point where there's plenty. Well, I say plenty, not meaning that we don't need more, but plenty of features. But I go back to the, I found a quote last night from Truett Cathy. I'm sure y'all know it. Something about, and I'll mess this up, and I'll try it. The goal is not to get bigger, is to get better. And I think that sometimes they need, in my opinion, they need to slow down for a second and say, how can we get better for a minute? We're already surpassed all these other freaking softwares out there. They're not going to, they ain't even got time to catch up, nor the money probably to catch up. So let's get better, because, you know, speed, you know, they talk about skateboard, bicycle, motorcycle, car, plane, whatever, the whole ramp thing. I feel like every time they get to the motorcycle and then almost get to the car, then they park the car, then they start the skateboard.
Right.
That's just my take as a sales minded visionary guy. It's like, let's get better. Let them spend a lot of money on getting better part.
Yeah. And there was somebody who just posted that, like, I think yesterday morning, and I went to comment and the post had already got taken down. But like, and what I said to him was like, it makes sense. Like, I think High Level is going to get there. I think what I think they're doing is they're so focused on like growth and like get people in, and they're just kind of just dumping new features out, right? But if you notice, one thing I mentioned in this comment that never actually got posted was like, go look at Slack, go look at Asana. ClickUp's an exception because you're always like seeing new things. It's like refresh your screen for a new feature or something like that. But like, they never update their apps. It's like so rare that they update it, right? And so because they've hit the core of what their customers want to such a perfection that they just don't need to, right? They need to add features every 6 months or something like that. I think High Level's not there yet. And I think they're kind of struggling because of the white label aspect. They're kind of struggling like, what does this person need? What does this person need? And these 10 people are completely different from these 10 people, and all of their customers underneath them are so different. And I think that is a huge problem that eventually will work itself out. But I agree with you. It's like, it's hard to, like, it works really well for me, and I have a lot of patience. I didn't over the last 5 years, but I do now because it's a little less damaging when something breaks. But it's hard to like not want something just to work better, right? It's like you just want, like, I don't need that fucking feature. Like, don't build that. Like, please just make conversations better. Like live chat, when live chat came out, like, why would you launch it like this? It doesn't. And that was my beef for 3 weeks in a row. It'll be my beef again today. It's just so fucking broken. And we built an integration to it.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know it was broken until we built the integration. We're like, what the fuck happened? Like, why would they launch this? You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I 100% echo both of you on that. Like, optimizing existing features that your power users are using and monetizing and coming out with. I thought communities is cool, but like, it's not a big part of our business. But I'm still afraid to launch it fully because people are going to compare it to something like School or, you know, something
well,
like
that's why they
that's already
dude,
very fleshed
Hermosi
out.
Has been puppeteering Sean for years, and that, not saying Sean's like under his control, but everything Hermosi does, Sean and Robin are like, fuck, we got to hurry up and get this out. That's where Eliza came from. When Quentin Newman, you know, Quentin from Capri. So we had a conversation back two, three years ago in San Diego for traffic conversions. And that was the first time I met Quentin. And he's like, the only reason Sean and them built Eliza is because Hermosi had Gym Launch. And it was like this AI thing, or it was like, we'll take all your leads and we'll send them here. And like, we have people behind the seats. And so Sean, and that's why it's like when he invests into School, they're like, dumping money into communities, right? They probably wouldn't have been putting as much money into it. They'd probably just been like a really skateboardy bicycle feature if Hormozi didn't do what he did, right? So,
So my beef, and you know, if any of the high level product team is listening, I have way more things I love about high level. Don't worry than what I'm about to say, because I do meet with them a lot. But what you said, Andrew, high level, it's not struggling. It doesn't look like it's struggling, but I do agree with you, because you have these different avatars. The white label thing is starting to sort of, I feel like, kind of become difficult for them to grow into, because everybody knows it's high level. And that's why if you go to our high level white label Lead Dragon, me and Sean made the conscious effort a few months ago to just add powered by high level. Now it's Lead Dragon powered by high level.
I love it.
Because
that,
we're starting to get people, we're starting to get like people that have a high level. They want to come over to us. The reason they want to come over to us is not just because they'll get better support or onboarding. We have all these other little features. We have a little, you know, like concierge 24/7 support, lots of cool plugins. But the main reason is, and I guess it's not a thing I don't like, but it's a thing I don't like. Okay, let me see how I can share my feelings. It's like high level is becoming so robust. It's going to be, I think, in a year or two, like Salesforce. Nobody's going to be able to just sign up and expect to run that engine in a week. That's barrier to entry. I guess it's a good thing. I like the barrier of entry to high level. Cool. But yeah, go ahead, Sean.
This is the part I love. And I'm just going to jump in here, guys, and tell you like what he just said. Just kind of a springboard off of that. Guys, whoever's listening, I'm telling you, like he just said, a year from now, your common person, your common business, whatever, is not going to be able to use high level, in our opinion. Okay. We're already seeing it. We've already pivoted our business. And I won't disclose how we're doing business now, because that's our little secret sauce, but we've pivoted a lot based on that. We're tired of chasing the 297
a month
people. Okay. Right. We have people chasing us for high ticket to run their high levels. Okay. Businesses, coaches, whatever like that. If you're listening and you want one big nugget from this thing, because we always like trying to give value, is if you're a high leveler, trust me, you want to learn the system, and you want to learn not only that, but you want to also make sure you get good at sales, make sure you get good at strategy, consulting. And I know those are big words, but really, if you know anything about business, start learning how to implement high level for businesses. They're not going to be able to use this. The big opportunities here is become a high level partner agency like we are, so that when they come to you, you can charge 3,000, 5,000, even 10,000 or more a month to do it for them. And then the only thing they
maintain
have to
their
worry
high
about,
level.
All they have to worry about is conversation area and pipeline area, because you can't control those. And we can control everything else.
And If we're charging someone $5,000 a month, which we are for some people, to just manage their high level or their Lead Dragon, how many 297s is that? Because I'm bad at math.
Yes, 10 297s is $3,000.
20.
So,
almost 20.
20.
When we figured out, so here's the number. When we figured out, one time, the first time I remember locking down the, I think it was a $3,000 one. And I did that math. I was like, damn, we don't have to get 10. These people, we got one. Now, he says just to run it, there's more to it than that. Like, you know, we build their stuff, and we actually are giving them strategy. We're actually, quote unquote, fractional CMOs on the back end for them. And that's fine, because we have input that they suck at anyway sometimes, that we can influence them, we can create it. And then now that we've implemented like other things that I kind of give away that helps us with the reporting side, that we can show them is like, okay, this is where you're goofing up. And then Javier can get with the team and say, hey, go change this workflow, whatever. Now we're a part of their business, basically. You know, we get them on a Slack, their private Slack channel. They can contact us through the day. I'm telling you, this is the future of high level if you really want to be not only in the game, but really making money. I think the way to make money in the future in high level is, you know, you don't have to have a big team, but be so secure to where you've got a couple, maybe a couple of VAs, mm-hmm. know what you're doing, and where you can charge anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 and more. That's where it's going to be, because people are coming to us almost every week right now.
Yeah, it's like full Salesforce, HubSpot, Salesforce, HubSpot, and WordPress, right? They're the perfect examples of how they grew out of that like smaller market. And now you have everyone that kind of, when they kind of latch on is like a negative term, but when people like really start to connect with those platforms, they're the professionals of those platforms. People go to them for management advice, contract work,
setup,
whatever it is. Setup. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the big takeaway from, sorry, Sean, what you were saying is, you know, with the pricing as well, and this is for you guys listening, if you're new to it, because I see quite frequently some people posting, I just launched a month ago and I've got 500 signups, but then you dig into the comments and they share like, oh yeah, I charge $97. It's like, where's the profit, bro? Like, how can you like be profitable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
go ahead. Do yours.
Yeah. No. In full disclosure, we still have the SaaS side up. People still sign up for $287.
Right.
But Sean, if you want to talk about, they're just basically paying for a demo at this point. They're paying us $297 for then Sean.
So it's like this. So any new people that come to High Level, even the ones that spend, I've been on coaching calls with people who's been doing it for 2 years and they still have it. It's like that movie, what's it called? Failure to Launch or whatever.
Failure to Launch, yeah.
They're like 2 years and they still haven't really done anything. So this whole like attraction of coming to High Level is you got people that are either going to get it as a SaaS and charge $97 or $297 a month, and they think in 4 months they're going to be on the beach sipping, you know, drinks and money's just going to come in. And then you got the ones that are going to just be affiliates as far as like signing people up for High Level. And we all know that's basically a full-time job in itself to be able to do that. And then you've got the other side of what we were just mentioning is like, quit chasing those shiny objects that comes with more work than you can ever imagine. If you're really going to do the work, what's the old saying? It's like, you know, everything that we're going to do is hard. Choose your hard. Mm-hmm. We just happen to choose our hard right now is where we see the future. We see what it's going to be in a year. We're not looking at what is it like right now and what Rob Bailey's done and what Matt's done or Beyond and all them. We got it. They paved the way for a lot of us. We know we're looking at where's the year going to be from now. So we've established as like, okay, we'll have those, like you said, 297s, and we still get random ones that'll sign up for that. But that's basically like our version of a free trial, like you said, or a demo. Like they get in there, and now we almost like, we want them to almost screw up. It's like, you know, then about a month and a half, 2 months later, they're like, well, what should we do? And then I get back on with them. It's like, well, I told you on the first real demo call that here's your options. You can keep trying to bang your head against the wall yourself, or let me get you a price in on what it would be like for us to run this for you, but you just concentrate on conversations, pipelines. That way you go do what you do best. And then that has worked for us. Like, I don't know of one growth plan, as we call it, that has dropped off yet. And we've been doing this probably, 9 months, hobby with the kind of the hybrid growth plan. Nobody's dropped off. And then the last two we brought on at a really high ticket, they ain't going nowhere. As a matter of fact,
because those custom integrations,
custom integrations, like, and plus two, one of those two is a franchise. We got a good chance to get their other two franchises, and then they're going to take us to the leader of all the franchises, which they've got 100. So
to your leader.
That's the other secret. We can have another podcast on that about
distribution strategy.
Money.
Yeah. That would be a good topic, Andrew, with a SaaS distribution strategy.
Yep. Dude, I'm telling you, you get in here and snag a couple of people that are in a franchise model.
Yep.
And you get them so excited. Like this one guy I'm telling you about, they were at their main conference about a month ago, and he told people about us. So we're just around the corner, bro, from this
from clicking,
this call
yeah.
like this being a whole nother situation.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? It's like, so before we ever met, Sean, I saw, and I didn't even know you two worked together. I saw an ad for Lead Dragon, and this was like when ChatGPT was just starting. I'm like, man, we should go after this company. Like, they got a shit ton of, you know, customers and all this stuff. And then we talked, and then, you know, a year later or something after we got to know each other, then we did like a demo for ChatHQ, and that's when you were starting to build FormWise. And so like the journey was crazy. Like, not, you know, like first seeing your ad, going to the website, and then meeting you guys. And then now, like, things are just rolling. FormWise is up. It looks beautiful. The one gripe, I don't see a ChatGPT widget on your website. I see one in FormWise, but not on your website.
Yeah, it is. I know.
FormWise, as you see, you go down in FormWise, you see that y'all are the, in the support side.
Let me shout out ChatGPT for this, because we have FormWise users that iframe tools in their ChatGPT widget because then you can add the ChatGPT widget anywhere. So it's
into
like
the high level, and they can just use it wherever they want. Yeah,
exactly. Like, and the cool thing is that the iframe can pass, like, if you iframe like a tool that generates like an email for a contact, like a custom cold email, you can pass through the URL the parameters of that contact. So if you're on the contact page and you want to use that tool, it's already filled out with all the context information. You just have to hit what do you want the email to be about, create, and you can create it, copy it, send it. So it's like you're adding all this AI stuff into high level. So just that's a great. Yeah,
we're gonna jump on another call. Me and Sergio, because I got to show you guys what we're coming out with. It's gonna for your SaaS, because what we're doing is we're transitioning to like free plan is gonna be moot. It's gonna be like, hey, check it out. The startup plan is one widget, and that's gonna be targeting like SaaS companies. Like, hey, you want to use the widget for your website? Use it for inside your SaaS. Outside high level, right? Like, just, hey, you got a SaaS. Want to use it for support, right? Instead of intercom.
Yeah.
Then we're going to start going up for like white labeling and stuff. But dude, dynamic, if we haven't really been talking about this, but we're coming out with this thing called dynamic behavior targeting. And essentially what it's going to do is it takes that like URL targeting and just injects steroids. And so you can do like, you can target who you want, when you want, where you want, and how you want using custom data. Like, the widget can look entirely different for different people. So different tools showing and hiding based on time of day, month, custom data, like where they're at on the website, like all kinds of crazy stuff, dude. So we'll talk, because it's going to be useful for you guys FormWise, because you won't have to show the same five tools. You can like mix and match all kinds of things depending on where they're at in the application. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be the same app, like same application of the widget in your website, like applying it in the same way, like where they're at, what they're doing, what you need them to do. It's going to be pretty crazy. So that's the direction we're going.
That would be helpful.
SaaS user tracking, like logins and customer satisfaction, and like all kinds of shit, dude. So we'll talk, because I'm going to be digging into FormWise. We're going to be,
that would be awesome.
They're going to use it. And, yeah. So
future is exciting. 100%.
Hey, Andrew, one last thing or two I was going to share with you, because we had that, we went to Alaska. We spoke at the Artificial Intelligence Summit for the SBDC and University of Alaska. What's really cool about what we're doing is that we've actually, you know, University of Alaska is actually using FormWise. We have government, some local governments using FormWise. So we're not just, talking about high level and a lot of stuff today, but like FormWise is way out here too. And because it's way out here, it's going to make it even better. Once all the high level people wake up and realize, oh my God, you know, there's the FormWise, the ChatHQs, all these others, they'll have to have it. That's why do the top 10 or top 20 tree.
I haven't touched our partners page in a while. I got to start getting that going, because we got like, you know, white label suites, Cloud Key, like some other people that are like partners of ours, Vitz business. So if you guys have like graphics and stuff, I'll reach out to you guys in Facebook Messenger or something. Mm-hmm. Get some graphics. I could probably pull stuff from your website, but I'd rather
Actual. I also want to add ChatHQ to our integrations page, which is our partners version page. That's something that me and Sergio and Justin talked about, but I totally understand. It gets so busy. We just sort of float away.
Well, of course, Sergio,
we made the conscious effort.
Yeah. Dude, Sergio's. So we're building a media library, because we have this knowledge base builder, which we'll go into. I want to meet with you guys again to just give you like a full scope of what we're doing. But he's been working nonstop, dude. I feel so bad. He's used to like managing the team and working here and there, but he's just been head down in code, and he's going to bed at 6 a.m. and it's fucking crazy. So But yeah, wow. It is wild sometimes. Like just when he has to just hit the gas and just say, I got to get this done, right? Because the team's busy. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the last parting words, Sean, do you have a message for all the high level guys out here that are trying to get their thing off the ground? One piece of advice that you'd say?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody, I don't care if they've been in 2 years or just started last week. Done is better than perfect. Don't be afraid to launch. Go get sales first and figure it out. But here's the thing that I wouldn't have said a year ago, but I'll say now. It's important, even if you got to put it on your credit card, go find some professionals in the community that can help you. If you need something built out, if you need something done, just go pay for it. Otherwise, you're going to wake up in 6 months and you're going to be beating your head against the wall. If you want to get to the level of where the four of us on here are at, you've got to go make mistakes and you got to spend money. It is what it is. So, but sales cures all sometimes. So go get those sales, decide first, figure it out later. Because I promise you, if you get enough sales, you're going to have the money then to go find the professionals in the community that can really help you. And then the last part of it is, if you need to have some add-on tools from the community that can enhance what you've got, definitely consider it. So make sure that you pay to play sometimes.
Dude, I say this all the time, even in personal life. Like I used to say this to my ex-wife and stuff, like credit card interest sometimes is the price of doing business. Like if you have to invest 10, 15 grand into something, you're paying $200 a month. It's like getting a business loan and just paying the juice on it, right? It's like you're paying and investing in your business. You're going to make the money on the back end to pay the fucking interest, right?
That's right.
Like, just do it, dude.
Yeah. Anybody knows, we all know who Russell Brunson is. Go see how he got started. He pulled out his credit card and spent that $100 to see the funnel. Same thing here. Pay that hundreds or even thousands sometimes to go to a professional to get you set up and you can see how it's done. Don't be cheap. That's the thing. Don't be cheap. That's my last words. Don't be cheap.
I love it.
You're right.
I love it. Now you made my job easier. I know exactly what I'm going to pick for the quote.
Yeah. Cool, guys. Well, we certainly enjoyed being on, man. We have we're happy to come on again, talk about a variety of topics, maybe a strategy specific episode, I think.
Yes, we do. Maybe we'll do one of those big jam sessions. We'll do a special high level podcast episode of like 20 people. Just bring everyone in.
We have a segment called, what's that segment called? Move the needle, right? One specific strategy that we just dive into and just focus on that for like half an hour.
Yeah.
And we got geek out segments. Like we got all kinds of segments, man. We got too many segments. That's what we got.
You're going to have the family tree segment too, eventually.
Right. I like that.
For the GHL tree.
Thanks, guys. We definitely dive into lots of cool stuff today. We've geeked out on a bunch of stuff. So, really appreciate you guys being on. And for those of you who are still listening, make sure to check out a special offer from the guys at FormWise. They're offering all listeners of this podcast an exclusive, massive 40% discount on their annual plan. It's a spring special, so it's a limited time deal. So don't wait too long. Head over to this exact URL, checkout.formwise.ai/thehighlevelexperience for more details and to sign up. Now, if you've enjoyed today's episode, then please share it with your fellow agency mates and other high levelers that you think would also benefit from listening. For show notes, links, and extra tips to help you grow your agency for your SaaS with high level, please go to highlevelexperience.com. Don't forget to submit your impact story to be featured on the next episode by going to highlevelexperience.com/your story. If you have a beef that you'd like to share and for us to cover on the next episode, go to highlevelexperience.com/thebeef. If you're interested to be our next guest, go to highlevelexperience.com to see if you qualify. And if you're interested to advertise on our podcast, go to highlevelexperience.com/advertise. Thank you and have a great rest of your day, everybody.